Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so Rebecca there scrolling through some dating apps and swore she saw one of her ex-friend's boyfriends.
Yes, sir. So I'm back on the dating apps after literally 2 years. Like, my last message was from someone in 2021 just going, hello?
Is anybody here?
I did not answer. But I saw something kind of crazy. And I need advice because I don't have concrete evidence, but I still kind of feel compelled to say something. I just don't know if I should. So, first of all, being on the dating app sucks. Mwah, miserable experience. Mm-hmm. Swiping is just like, at some point, I just start swiping as fast as I possibly can just to like get through all the profiles. It's like if you have one red flag, immediately swipe left. You're holding a fish, I swipe left. You want kids, I swipe left. Like, I'm just going through it. But I saw something while in the process of swiping as fast as I could that I'm still a little bit shocked about.
And you can't, once you swipe, you can't unswipe?
Unless you pay for premium, and I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Only losers do that.
What is the difference in price?
Do you pay?
Sometimes I pay for the rose on Hinge.
Oh, well, that's cute. Okay. That's sweet.
What's the difference in premium? And
what is this rose we speak of?
Yeah, we got a lot of talking to do.
So premium just means you get like unlimited swipes. You can go back and like if you swipe someone on accident, you can like unswipe them mm-hmm. so you can see them again. But the best thing is you can see who likes you.
So what's the price point on that one compared to like the free one?
I think when you guys first set me up and I like looked at it because I was like, I just want to see who likes me. It was $29 a month.
A month?
A month. What?
$30.
That was for Bumble.
Mo, you can't put a price tag on love, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently his is $29.99.
Yeah. About 12.
And I think Hinge was like $15. So it's like a subscription to like Netflix or something for love.
I was expecting it to be like in the single digits.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
And what's the rose thing?
So Hinge does this stupid thing where they put all the hot people in what I call rose jail, where they put them in this section called standouts, and it's like the only objectively hot people on the app, but they only go in this one specific section, and to like them you have to give them a rose, and it's so embarrassing because it makes you look desperate, because it's sort of like it's sort of like super liking someone. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like saying I really like you, and sometimes you just want to give them a normal like, but you can't because they're in rose jail, so you got to pay for the rose. Mm-hmm. So you can tell them that you're interested in them romantically.
Now does Hinge put them in there themselves, or do they pay to be in rose jail?
No, they're just stupid hot, so they get the privileges. Hot. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's hot people privilege.
Got it.
Huh. I don't feel like that's fair.
It's not. I feel like these apps are very discriminatory against the not so good looking people.
Well, I mean, you're like you would be in there also, so I can't really take you seriously. You don't know what it's like out here.
You think I would be in rose jail?
Yes. You don't know what it's like out here as an average or below average looking person. Rose jail, man.
The normies are out here paying $3.33 per like.
You know what's your pity? You're one of them.
Okay. I've never felt so complimented.
They pluck weeds for me. Okay, so I was swiping through. I didn't pay for premium, so I couldn't go back. But before I processed what I was seeing, I realized I saw my ex-best friend from college's boyfriend. His face, his name, which is very distinctive, and his profile. I swiped left. It's gone. I can never see it again. I don't have any concrete evidence.
But you know you saw it.
But I know I saw it. I am certain.
But you're not able to get a screenshot.
Yeah. There's no evidence that I can send her. And we haven't spoken since college.
Nah, don't even get involved in all this, man. Why are you going to get it? I mean, if you're going to get involved in it, it would be good for the radio, but for your mental health, stay out of all that.
But I did some digging because I was like, maybe they're just not together anymore. I mean, I haven't spoken to her in a long time. We still follow each other. I checked her up on Facebook, and they're newly engaged.
Is it possible that he was on there, and then when they started seeing each other or committed, he just like... He just
hasn't deleted the app
for 7 years. No, if you're inactive after a week, it takes you off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So he's very active.
Yeah. He's in my area.
I still think, look, she's not even in your life anymore. Why get involved in this kind of drama, man? Why are you even looking around? You're so busy back there. You're so busy doing other things in your life right now, right? I was talking to Cassie about that this week because we have this thing that we're kind of restructuring part of our business, and Rebecca's name came up first, right? Who doesn't want to work with Rebecca? She's hardworking. She's smart. So I ran up by Cassie, and Cassie's like, she got her hands so full with this and that and blah, 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 blah. And now I hear you, like, you're checking out current boyfriends of ex-friends of yours. You don't get time for all that.
You always have time for that, Bert, when you're a woman. Now, the only thing, the one question I have is, why is she an ex-friend? Like, how did the friendship end?
Funny enough, it's because of that boyfriend.
Oh.
We were roommates in college, and she moved him in without asking me.
Ooh.
And he lived there for months without paying rent. And that was just it for us.
A little bit of this is revenge.
Ooh, maybe a little bit, actually. Hey,
here's the grenade. I already pulled the pen.
All right, around the room, vote time. I say no. I say preserve your mental health. Stay away from the drama.
I say no.
Okay.
Do it! Yeah!
Yes.
I say no. I don't think she's going to believe you and you don't have the evidence.
That's true, okay.
Do it! Me and Cassie are on the front lines with signs saying, do it!
Yeah, and the do it's were more passionate than the don't do it, so I would go with them.
It's for the radio.
Facts.
Get it. The Bert Show.